It's 7 minutes past eight. This is Morning Ireland and Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Audrey. It's a day of anniversaries in the papers this morning. The front page of The Sun has a photo of two women whose sons, Glenn Murphy and Mark Noonan, were shot dead during a gangland shooting 15 years ago this month. The two men were not involved in crime, but the assassins placed a tracker on their car by mistake and they were killed. Their mothers are calling on the Gardaí to find the people who murdered their children. Another anniversary in The Independent. Today, 30 years ago, the divorce referendum was passed. The paper interviews a campaigner who says that before the referendum, she'd been separated and remarried in the north. However, she says someone could have reported her to the guards and she could have been arrested and charged with bigamy. Another campaigner marks a 50th anniversary tomorrow. It's Alice Leahy, who has worked with homeless people through her trust. She says in the beginning they thought homelessness would be solved and they'd be out of business in a year. She believes that there's a complete disconnect between the homeless and politicians making decisions. And another older campaigner is pictured in The Independent. She's Margareta D'Arcy. She's the peace activist who has just died, aged 91. The Independent has a file photo of her protesting on the ground at Shannon Airport. The Times has a picture of her protesting against Israel's war on Gaza. While a few pages over in The Times, there is a large article and photos by Sally Hayden on Israel's war on Lebanon. She says some residents are returning to live in what her pictures show is a wasteland. The headline of the day may be the one on the front page of the Belfast Telegraph. It reads, "Killer of elderly couple was also a victim." It quotes the son-in-law of a couple who were killed by a man in 2017. The man was mentally ill and suffered delusions. It emerged that he'd come to the attention of the police and health authorities in the days before the killings. The man is now on a pre-release scheme and the son-in-law fears that he may not be properly monitored while out of jail. There are two stories relating to public finance projects in the Cork papers. The Examiner reports that the site of a dump, which has never been used, is costing Cork County Council almost €2 million a year in loan repayments. While The Echo tells us that the Crawford Gallery revamp, which was due to cost €28 million, is now due to cost €93 million. This is due to inflation in construction prices and problems discovered with the building after the design phase. And in the Irish Times, Alison Healy is writing about realising that you're getting old. She says she now knows she's at an age when she could be taken to be the token older woman in a TV bake-off programme. She writes, "The token older woman holds her own in the competition in the early stages, but you know she will crash out around the midway point. That's when the youngsters start bedazzling the judges with yuzu and miso while she struggles to get the lid off the almond extract bottle."